The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome to the Sunday Sip. I am Sandy Max, welcoming into the studio German Fest Vice President of Marketing, Deb Wolf, because German Fest, the 41st German Fest, is coming back to the lakefront Friday, July 28th, Saturday, July 29th, and Sunday, July 30th, to celebrate all things German.
We are, and we're so excited to be back again. Second year after COVID, so we're still going strong.
I was there last year, and it was such a joy. The entertainment, everything from the Dachshund Derby to live music, and of course, the food and the drinks. So we're going to get your preview of what's coming up this year. What are the hours and the ticket prices?
So on Friday, we're open 3 p.m. to midnight, which is also Military Appreciation Day, which started many years ago. We're all about tradition at German Fest. Saturday, noon to midnight, and Sunday, noon to 7 p.m. Ticket prices for Friday are $5, $15 in advance and online, $18 at the gate, and $7 for senior and student. And then, again, free admission for active military, veterans, and a companion with proper ID all weekend long.
That is a wonderful benefit and a wonderful way to say thank you to those who are serving and have served and their family members.
Yes, and we do a great tribute to the military at our opening ceremony on Friday.
And where there will also be an official keg tapping.
Yes, and where you have to, everybody yells, Otsaptes. When you tap the keg. So when the beer goes squirting out of the keg.
That's a wonderful way to christen German Fest's return.
And I tend to get christened as well when I when that happens. So.
Then you're doing it right.
Yes, exactly.
But German heritage is so important in the city of Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin. So to have this great convergence of fun and music and food and drinks and culture, there's an entire cultural pavilion.
There is. And this year we're actually, our theme is cities built by the Romans. So it's interesting to see how far the Romans came up, what cities were actually started by the Romans, cities that you wouldn't even think of. Trier is actually one of the most famous cities that was started by the Romans. And I think there's 11 cities in Austria. And it's just really, it's going to be a very cool and interesting to see because I think people may be surprised.
What a wonderful way to learn. And you can trace your ancestry in the culture pavilion.
You can. And there's a passport program. So you get these little passport books and kids can get it stamped as they walk through. And it's fun. And there's different cultural books. And then you can learn about all the different German clubs that have made Milwaukee.
And like any great outdoor festival, the live music really makes it. So you can get your oompah on with some traditional German music.
Yes.
And I'm so excited that you are bringing back one of the biggest and best bands from Austria this year. I missed them last year, so I'm so excited. Who are they?
They are a band called the Scherzenjäger, and they've been around for 40 years. Elf Sr. is still one of the original of the band. His son Elf Jr. is the drummer. They started with a new front man last year, Ofi, who fits in fantastically. And what is great about it is most of the German music that you hear from all the bands across the U.S. and elsewhere are all playing their original music. So it's all music and songs that people will find familiar and know.
Scherzenjäger, they are just going to have such an energy on stage. They've sold 10 million albums.
Yes.
They are really a sensation and kind of started this genre of Alpenrock.
Correct.
And you're going to also hear a lot of those traditional German instruments as part of this big rock band.
Yes, pretty much. But mostly with the other smaller bands, you'll hear a lot more of the traditional stuff. They kind of focus more on the Alpenrock and they're kind of now finding their new niche, I guess, but they'll definitely play a lot of their traditional older music.
You'll find their flavor of music there, and you'll find a lot of flavors from Germany.
Yes.
We know Helmut Strudel is going to be there.
Yes.
I love the sweets.
Yes.
We know there are going to be pretzels there. What else will there be?
There will be the Rollbraten. There's going to be goulash, the Konditorei, which is all the traditional bakery and that. We have a special spot on the grounds for that. Schnitzel, of course. Can't come to German Fest and not have schnitzel, right?
And can I find a golden pretzel? What's this about?
You can. So this year is the 10th anniversary of Milwaukee Pretzel being our official pretzel. So we will be hiding 3 golden pretzels on the grounds, 1 each day. And if you find it, you will win free pretzels for a year from Milwaukee Pretzel.
How fun.
And
you got to raise a glass. or a mug or a stein when you're at German Fest. Yes. You have a special kind of beer this year.
We do. We have what's called Stichfass, and it's actually beer that's infused with different flavors.
Mm.
For example, we have a River West Stein with Jaeger cold brew, which is soaked in American oak chips, Eastside Dark with Kleiner Feigling, soaked in American oak chips, a Bierzeit Kolsch with Schwarzwälder Edelkirsch, soaked with American oak chips, and they are at different times and locations throughout the grounds, and you can find that on our website at www.germanfest.com.
Wonderful. And what about wine?
Oh, wine, of course. That's my favorite. There will be wine tasting near the Generac stage, and you can taste different wines from our sponsor, Weinbauer, and he's been there at least 20 plus years with us.
Again, tradition.
Tradition. All about tradition. Lots of family fun. You can sample three wines for $7. He'll have cocktails and spritzers for $10. There's going to be shots of different imported liqueurs that he'll have also. And he has different times, and those will be listed on a sign right outside the Generac VIP area.
And one more thing I want to mention is the very cool International Extreme Sports Competition Series, the Steel Timber Sports.
Yes.
It will be at the BMO Harris Pavilion and even will be televised later.
It will. And we are so excited to have Steel back. We've had them before COVID. Huge, huge draw for us. People love it. And they will have Friday on July 28th, the U.S. Women's Championship from 5 to 8 p.m. And on Saturday, the 29th, the U.S. Men's Championship semifinals. And there's different pools. Pool A is 12 to 2. Pool B is 2:30 to 4:30. And Pool C is 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturday. And then Sunday, July 30th, we'll have the U.S. Men's Championship finals from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then, again, it's all broadcast at a later date.
I'm Sandy Max. You have been listening to The Sunday Sip with German Fest Vice President of Marketing Deb Wolf. Plan your visit for Friday, July 28th, Saturday, July 29th, and Sunday, July 30th for German Fest at the Henry Meyer Festival grounds. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. Prost.